know that tonight's meeting, other than confidential sessions, have been recorded and will be placed on Council's website. All in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Council takes all care when maintaining privacy. However, members of the public gallery and those addressing Council should be aware that you may be recorded. Have I got any leaves of absence? No leaves of absence. The General Manager received a notification, an email from Councillor John Thain to be online as Year 6 tonight. That's been improved in accordance to our current rules. And we have Councillor Thain online. Moving on to confirmation of minutes of the PRC, 11th of August 2025. Got someone to move that. Councillor Corr, Councillor McLean. Move that to Council. All in favour? Against? Declare that carried. Declarations of interest. I've received two declarations of interest through the new portal system. Councillor Rhys Nuttall, I'll get you to read what yours is anyway, and also Councillor Gary and Thain, and I'll come back in a second.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I wish to declare a significant non-pecuniary conflict of interest in relation to the presentation of the Penrith CBD Corporation 24-25 annual report, financial statement and KPIs. As I am a board member of the Penrith CBD Corporation, and given my position, a reasonable person could perceive that I may be influenced by this association. In accordance with Clause 5.10b of the Code, I'll manage the conflict as if it was pecuniary interest by disclosing the nature of the interest and removing myself from the chamber during discussions and voting on this item.
Councillor Thain.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Similar to Councillor Nuttall, through you, I wish to declare a significant non-pecuniary conflict of interest in relation to the presentation and consideration of the St Mary's Town Centre Corporation's annual report, financial statements and KPIs. I am Council's appointed board member of the St Mary's Town Centre Corporation, and given my position, a reasonable person could perceive that I may be influenced by this association. In accordance with Clause 5.10b of the Code, I, similar to Councillor Nuttall, will manage the conflict as if it were a pecuniary interest by disclosing the nature of the interest and removing myself from the chamber during discussion and voting of this item.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Skinner.
Hi, through you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to declare a pecuniary interest. My business is a member of the Penrith CBD Corp, and I'll be stepping out when the report's presented.
Thank you. Councillor Fowler.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. Pecuniary significant interest in item two, the Penrith CBD Corporation presentation to 202425 annual report and audited financial statements. As I'm the auditor of that organisation, I'll be leaving the chambers and taking no part in the debate or discussion.
Thank you, Councillor Fowler. Any other? There are no other conflicts. We'll move into item number one, which is the St Mary's Town Centre Corporation annual report. Councillor Fowler, did you want to step out? We have Joe Tomic and also Faye here to present. I think, Kevin, you're going to quickly introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'll do a quick introduction. So, Kevin, welcome to Faye and Joe. Just councillors, by way of background, the Penrith and St Mary's Town Centre corporations were, as you probably recall, established by Council in 2013, and they receive annual funding from Council through a special business rate collected on non-residential properties in each centre. In May 2024, so last year, Council endorsed a triennial agreement for each corporation for the period 1 July 24 to 30 June 27. And this report tonight, both town centres are giving their second year report, their annual report being presented to you. They'll provide an overview of the activities undertaken during the 24-25 year, KPIs and the financial performance. And first up, we're going to have Faye and Joe from the St Mary's Town Centre Corp. Over to you.
Okay, good evening, everyone, and good evening, Mr Mayor, councillors and all in attendance. On behalf of the St Mary's Town Centre Board, I wish to extend our sincere appreciation to Penrith City Council for its ongoing support to the Town Centre. We acknowledge the critical importance of the collaboration. We greatly value the guidance and assistance provided by the various departments within this Council. Your steadfast support has been instrumental to our endeavours to enhance the community and foster sustainable growth within the town centre. This past year has been exceptionally productive across many facets of the town. We welcome the opportunity to submit a considerate response regarding the proposal changes to the town centre as outlined in the St Mary Centre Master Plan. This invaluable process enabled us to carefully reflect upon our vision for the area's future development. Now, within the Master Plan, fully endorsed, we are filled with enthusiasm for the progress it will help facilitate. We are grateful for the 400,000 CID pilot program provided by the New South Wales Government, which has funded a range of initiatives that have contributed significantly to the improvement of our town centre. Thanks in no small part to the efforts of the St Mary's Place manager. Our property tenancy remains robust, with a vacancy rate of only 9%, and Jo will speak a bit more about that through her report as well. The introduction of our dedicated social media content creator has yielded a remarkable increase in our online following, with a growth exceeding 1,300% in this last year, and that is something that has been a massive contribution to our centre as well. This enhanced digital presence has in turn resulted in increased visitation to the businesses featured in all our communications. Despite encouraging challenges with the Shade Sale project, we remain fully committed to its successful completion. And hopefully by this time next year, we could say that it's been fully completed. Our board members and staff remain dedicated to nurturing a community in which we could all take great pride in our town centre. The dedication and commitment demonstrated across all levels are what makes the St Mary's Town Centre a vibrant and welcoming place to live, work and visit. At this time, I'd like to invite our manager, Jo, to present further highlights from within our annual report.
Okay, thank you, Faye, and good evening, Mr Mayor, councillors and all in attendance. As Faye has expressed, 24-25 period was busy and we had lots of wins. The report that we are about to present is a condensed version of what you would have been presented with, which has more detail throughout it. Okay, so we start with governance. It was my first complete year in this position, and there were several general housekeeping tasks to tackle across all of these pillars. I'm pleased to report that all items have been addressed and marked as completed. A collaborative approach. So we are committed to fostering and sustaining relationships with all our stakeholders. We have noticed a rise in businesses contacting our office in search of information and guidance. My favourite. We are committed to fostering and sustaining... Oh, sorry, my mistake. I take great pride in our numerous accomplishments, yet this one stands out as the pinnacle. When I spoke to you at this meeting last year, I expressed my optimism about the new direction we were taking, and as you can see, it has truly paid off. We engaged with a content creator and look at the results. In the first year that I was with the town centre, we only managed to grow up by 503 new followers. For the period just gone, 24-25, we had 7,452 new followers. So that's what Faye referred to as the 1,300%. That was Facebook alone, so there was growth in the other two, but that seems to be where we prosper the most. So in the video views, you'll see that Instagram did not too badly over the 12-month period at 388, TikTok 1.4, but Facebook 1.5 million views of the reels that we uploaded, and that was mainly about businesses. The LED screen, I'll get to that in a minute. I'm very nervous, sorry. Should have had a little vodka before I got here. All this attention has inspired businesses to connect with SMT social media and express their desire to participate. In the meantime, they've been actively developing their own platforms. They have reported that customers are coming to them from Wollongong, Newcastle, Hornsby and many other distant locations. Where we can, we share their creative work on our platforms to increase their reach. Now, the LED screen in our office window has proven to be a great investment. This is a tool we recommend all businesses consider incorporating into their marketing plans. Another favourite. We are unwavering in our mission to connect with our community and our local businesses through these events. By maintaining our annual schedule, we have successfully achieved a remarkable increase in attendance numbers. Collectively, we have attracted over 40,000 people. The Spring Festival of 2024 was the first time we took full control, and the event was also the first time I managed such a large gathering. We welcomed more attendees, had more stores, and saw many happy faces. A considerable number of businesses indicated a notable rise in both foot traffic in their businesses and expenditures. Easter and Halloween have become an annual tradition since 2011. Each year we see consistent growth compared to the previous year and attracting families from over 40 different postcodes. Christmas Carols and Markets was the first for this corporation. The Christmas event would normally be on a much smaller scale in Coachman's Park, and this event was a great success despite the weather and will become a new annual event. Nothing But Country was just a mini event we organised to engage the community on a Saturday in May. The initiative proved successful, attracting a substantial turnout and drawing numerous spectators, which highlighted our community's unity and vibrancy. Okay, so council-led initiatives and activations. So we find that engaging in this strengthens our connection with our community, and it has become a vital part of what we do. Place appeal. We established a new set of guidelines for implementing improvements, so facades. Although we experienced several notable successes, some businesses did not completely fulfil the criteria. The murals, we had two, which turned out to be extraordinary, including businesses into our strategy, attracted significant attention for both businesses and the community. And Christmas murals, this lively installation hooks businesses and the community alike, inviting everyone on a delightful journey, the eye-level festive masterpieces. It is an adventure that now has its own following. Okay, Faye mentioned before about the CID pilot program. So this installation for the welcome poles was part of that program, but the funding fell just a little bit short, prompting our contribution. The poles are strategically placed in town centre entry points, serving as display points for event banners. While not in use, they serve to enhance the area's vibrant atmosphere. Oh, how do I go back? My mistake. Annual business audit. As you can see, we've got 292 occupied properties. We have 29 vacant properties for the period that we're reporting on. For lease, there are only 13. Of those ones that are left over, they are for storage or there is no explanation as to what they're not filled for. At street level, we only have five. That's about a 1.5%. That's now closed, that gap. We have very few. Catch-ups and network events. We held six, and we held them at different times and in different locations to capture the businesses and their busy schedules. Unfortunately, we can't get the numbers that Gay gets. but it's something that we will work on, but it is something that we will continue to look at what the best travelling for that one is. The workshops and training, we had big wins in that one, so we wanted it to be pertinent to the businesses that were in our town centre and what were they going to get from that, so social media and Canva and marketing. So of the nine workshops, we had 29 in attendance with some great results after that. And our newsletter, so our monthly newsletter. The year before, we had a 30% open rate, so you can see there that there's 43 to 60%. So We did manage over that period to spend our 95% that we were meant to spend in our allocation, and we do have the surplus funds. Now, with the surplus funds, half of that will actually go to the shade sales that Faye has mentioned, and the rest is actually being projected to spend by the 2027 period before we get to the next triennial review. Are there any questions?
Councillors, any questions, comments? Councillor McLean.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much, Faye and Joe, for your presentation. And Joe, please relax. And you do present beautifully. So, yep. Firstly, especially on the social media stuff, congratulations. In 12 months, that is just such a massive uptick. So, congratulations to your content creator and the staff. That's just incredible. I just had one specific question out of the KPIs. The town centre map.
Yes.
Is there anything in that? Do you need further assistance from council to keep that moving along? I know that it says on here that it was hoped to be done sort of December last year. Mm. Is there anything that council can do to assist?
I have been working with Rebecca Elliott on that one. So, and there's been a lot of factors that we can't come together on. And a lot of things that have been in the way. The master plan was one, the park is another, so it's about getting together and actually merging what we actually need.
Okay.
And the biggest thing today, though, is people are on their phone. So do we do one, and then what detail do we do it in?
Mm-hmm. That's understandable. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thanks for your presentation. Well done. I must say, on the 2nd of December when you last presented here, I think it's fair to say councillors in this room would assume I was quite critical about the dealings of the St Mary's Town Centre. I think it's fair in 12 months just how far, in a positive way, just how far you've come and how high, I guess, you're going. I do want to say probably, and I echo what my council colleagues said around social media, and I think if this annual report says anything, it says how well you guys have done on your social media. We know as the mayor hammers on every single day that an airport's coming, a metro's coming, and so like to get ready for that. Vacancy rate's 9%, 1.5% for street level, which is positive.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I can only say well done and hats off to you. I must say the Spring Festival went really, really well. Most councillors were there. One criticism was Metro wasn't across their brief on when the delivery of St Mary's Metro is coming.
I still don't think they know.
I still don't think that they know. Well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Comments, questions, councillors?
Hear me?
Hi.
Good.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I just wanted to congratulate you on all the wonderful outcomes you've had this year. Especially to me, the way you engage the family, the communities, is mm-hmm. so important, and there's something that you do extremely well and have done in the past, but particularly this year. I love to go over and support where I can, all the events that you put on, and well done. You can see by the attendance at the Spring Festival this year, it was just amazing. It was just a wall of people, all families. You know, I just got such a buzz watching all the families enjoying themselves, and yeah, so well done.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Just on that, the Spring Festival, and not to take away from next year's report, when we did do a social media reel to say that the Spring Festival was coming up, it reached 170,000 views. So I was just glad that all those people didn't turn up. I'm not sure where I was going to put them.
Probably just finishing off for me, again, like everyone else says, congratulations. It's great to see that reserve has started to come down and significantly, and once you get the shade sales up, they'll make a big difference around trying to keep it a little bit cooler around the CBD, but also to bring that down into a more of a manageable space. You know, we also need to make sure there's enough for entitlements and all that for staff and things like that sitting in there as well to make sure you're covered. But, yeah, well done on that. I know, you know, prior to you coming on board, that was a major sticking point for council for a long, long time. And yes, you're spending on sensible things that are actually going to make a difference. Mm-hmm. So well done. And
And thank you for working with us on our master plan, because it is important for us to make sure we get it right, because I think the opportunities for St Mary's moving forward is huge. And with the metro, airport, we need to be ready to take advantage of those. And hopefully we've got the work right. We're waiting for a couple of sign-offs on some planning, but once that happens, we can move forward and really get some change happening in some areas. So, well done. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Thank Mayor. You. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can we bring Councillor Thane back in? Can we bring Councillor Thane back in? Councillors, I could have him move it. Okay, Councillor Day and Councillor Fowler. All in favour? Against? Declare that carried. Okay.
Well, good. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So next up to present the Penrith City Corporation Annual Report is Gay Hawthorne OAM. I think you've seen Gay around the tracks before. And Barclay Judge is Treasurer and VP at the Corporation. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Chairman.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, councillors and senior staff. Thank you for taking the time to review the CBD Corp's annual report for 24-25 and our business plans for 25-26. As we reflect on the past year, it's clear that ongoing economic challenges have continued to affect many of our small businesses across the CBD. Yet despite these pressures, our team has remained focused, adaptable, and deeply committed in supporting our local community. Looking ahead, our focus on sustainable growth and collaboration will be more important than ever, particularly as Western Sydney Airport continues to progress on schedule. This milestone will bring new opportunities and challenges not only for our organisation, but for every business in the Penrith City Centre. Okay, am I going to go down? Yeah, across? There we go. Throughout the year, we maintain strong governance and accountability, 11 board meetings, our annual general meeting. In addition, we undertook our annual HR audit, our full financial audit, and hosted two strategic planning days with our staff and board. We submitted our year two business plan, and we're still on track. At every stage, we ensure our full compliance with responsibilities set out in our constitution with you, while continuing to work closely with the council and key stakeholders to achieve outcomes the city is in need of. Oh, I've gone backwards. There we go. By working together with our board, local businesses and community partners, we have continued to build resilience, collaboration and confidence, strengthening the foundation of a vibrant and sustainable Penrith City Centre. Yes, we've clicked right. Our collaboration approach continues to drive success. We're engaged directly with property owners, conducting business surveys to better understand local needs and priorities. Through our fortnightly EDMs, bi-monthly Penrith Pulse, which is our newsletter, 11 coffee catch-up across the year, we've kept our businesses connected, informed and supported. You can see our coffee catch-up. We've been around the traps recently due to the RSL's growth. These consistent touch points ensure we remain in tune with our partners, responding to challenges while celebrating successes that strengthen our local businesses. Positive promotion. I've gone the wrong way.
No,
click is a crush over. Oh, no, sorry, guys. 65, technically challenged these days, hey? Sounds like a good excuse. I'm going backwards. Why is it doing it to me? Sorry. Anyway, you get to see all these
sneak peeks.
Apologies.
It's going back.
It doesn't want to go. It's flicking on me.
Can we have a look at
that? Help, guys.
IT's on the way.
It's going both ways.
It's gone by itself now.
It's still going.
Okay. I know.
It's probably because you fit
it. But we have a survey.
No, oh, look, it's there.
We're on track.
We're on. Okay. Positive promoting. No, we've gone. Anyway, we'll just keep talking. We delivered a strong and consistent online presence, producing 372 social media posts, 69 video reels, plus we had 19 free articles in local media. Okay, so I'm going this way. Fingers crossed. At Christmas, we had a program of events from our Christmas tree lighting, which it rained out and we still had 15,000 attend. What you're looking at now is International Women's Day, where we engage with not only our local schools but our local business owners. Tree lighting, there's our crowd, even in the rain. That was our smaller crowd for the year, which was fantastic support from the local community. Our mayor judging our gingerbread challenge.
I didn't judge it. You can still judge it.
I know, it was your daughter. So we held 13 events throughout the year and we had 17 local initiatives to highlight shop and dine local, which is our key focus. So supporting local businesses and the strength that we bring together is how we invest back in. We had three local books, which were Seniors Week and our Business to Business Guide we produce once a year to connect our businesses together, and our Penrith Property Owners Night, which is in line with what's happening in Western Sydney. So our membership has grown. Jumping all over the place here, to 9.8 and 16%. And we also held 16 workshops with 162 attendees. And over to Barclay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Tonight I'm representing also Darren Laddie, the more charismatic Darren Laddie, but sorry, you're stuck with the treasurer, Barclay Judge, today. So I'll be presenting on the financials. We'll get excited about that. Our financials, one of our KPIs is ensuring that we spend at least 95% of council's money on our events. I'm pleased to say that we spent more than that, with a small surplus being achieved for a few reasons. Thank you to our partners and sponsors that we've had throughout the year that contributed to a little bit more available funding for us. We also had a full-time staff position that was vacant for a nine-month period. Despite that, Gay and the team were excelled at ensuring that we continued on the great operation of Penrith CBD Corporation, and Gay took the time to make sure that we had the right staff member for that. So it took a little bit of time. As a result, we saved a little bit of money on staff expenditure. So a bit of a surplus there. In relation to the 2025-2026 financial year, our focus will remain on delivering measurable outcomes that continue to strengthen and promote the Penrith CBD. Our plans remain consistent with the triennial plan, a vibrant, safe, welcoming city preparing for tourism and business growth. Okay, I'm up to the right one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Am I there? Yeah. Okay. Our service activities will centre on business engagement, placemaking and activation, ensuring our programs continue to add value to our members and attract more people to our city centre. We'll expand further on our marketing and promotional campaigns, highlighting Penrith as a safe, welcoming and vibrant destination, a place where people want to shop, dine and spend locally. All right, so a key focus will be to strengthen our precinct businesses through target education, business developments and connections, with an emphasis on further workshops, networking events and learning opportunities to help local operators connect, collaborate and grow, particularly as Penrith establishes itself as a 24-hour destination within that tourism sector. By building strong relationships and encouraging collaboration, we aim to create a supportive business ecosystem that enhances Penrith's brand identity as a dynamic and modern city centre. All right. As we look ahead, our commitment is to supporting local businesses, and that remains at the core of what we do here at Penrith CBD Corporation. Western Sydney Airport, we've been talking about this for many years, but it's opening at the end of next year. and we are entering a huge transformation now in Penrith. This presents a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to drive economic growth, investment and business confidence across the CBD. Through continued collaboration with Council, Penrith, property owners and strategic partners, we will strengthen the foundations for a dynamic, high-performing city centre, a 24-hour economy that is vibrant, safe and commercially sustainable. Together we're positioning Penrith as a key destination for business, lifestyle and tourism, ensuring our city centre remains a thriving economic hub. And slightly off script, I also want to make sure we thank Gay for, as one of the board members here, for the energy and passion and enthusiasm that she brings, not just to Penrith CBD Corporation, but to Penrith as a whole. And for as long as we've got her, we feel very blessed. So thank you, Gay. Any questions?
Questions, councillors?
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just very briefly, I wanted to thank you, Gay and Barclay, for the presentation. Congratulations, Gay, on prior to this meeting. She told me you were at the 15th year, which is an amazing amount of service to our city and the CBD. No, none of us believe it. Just really quickly, just wanted to congratulate you on 13 successful events. Pink Up Penrith is continuing to grow and thrive and making waves, even outside of Penrith. It's great to see. But also, I think Barclay touched on it, but just to congratulate you on performing so strongly, even despite having a full-time staff vacancy. We were very humble about that, but it's a very challenging thing to do, to have the membership growth and successfully pull off the events that you did, despite having that full-time vacancy, is to be commended. So,
thank you.
Congratulations on a successful year.
Thank you.
Councillors, any other comments, questions? Councillor McLean.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you very much, Gay and Barclay, for the presentation. I just had a couple of questions just straight off the KPIs. Looking across the attendances at things like the coffee catch-ups and the workshops, if I were to kind of aggregate them, sort of guessing that they're all unique members coming along to events, like that's a lot of people. How do you find, like, what do you have a sense of the kind of percentage that you find of people who are, like, how many unique people you would have at events throughout the year rather than people who are coming back for multiple events?
I think multiple events is probably about 20-25% for coffee catch up and for most events. We're very blessed with the community hub that love to get connected and meet each other. But probably the strength of the airport has changed the mix and is bringing in a lot of new customers, which we meet through our charities as well as the business model. So,
okay, awesome.
It's quite strong and they do seem to connect and then come back.
I was curious to know if it's sort of the same 50 showing up or if it's other people kind of coming.
We average about 80 at Coffee Catch Up and probably 25 of those are a regular, which is the salespeople.
Yep.
And then you've probably got that mix that come every second month or third month, but it seems to keep flowing really well.
Yeah. Thank you. My other question was around one of the KPIs, it's a little bit further in, the one about partnering with key stakeholders, leveraging expertise to generate proposal ideas. Mm-hmm. Through there, obviously you're constantly meeting with a whole range of people. The outcome that I see is to generate proposal ideas, but when I was reading through, I might just be reading it wrong, the only concrete one that I could see was an application for a grant for lighting and murals. Are there any other, I guess, concrete proposal ideas or things that have come out of the list of engagements that are in here?
I think this last 12 months, no. Mm-hmm. We went for quite a few state government grants. Unfortunately, St Mary's and Council received most of them. We didn't, which is fine because we all benefit from it, so it's fine. But we've got property owners coming on board and actually spending money with us, which is good to see. And we've led by example for that for a fair while now. Yeah. So I think that change has been good. But
Right, I wasn't aware of that those grant outcomes, so apologies. I was just really curious to see what else there were. So you'd put in other applications that weren't necessarily successful. Is that kind of
But really good reasons that obviously St Mary's is the hub that we need to get ready for the metro and the airport. Yeah. So
okay, thank you. That's all.
Any other comments, questions, councillors?
I just want to say thank you so much to Kevin, Angelique and Tim for their support and their guidance over the past 12 months. It's been exciting to be working with the team.
And I just want to finish up by just saying, again, congratulations, well done on another fantastic year. I know how tough it was dealing without with Beth there beside you. Look, she took an opportunity which she needed to do and which is great for her. Looks like you've got someone on board now who's working well. So, well done on that. And, I think all the other stuff that's going on at the moment with Pink Up Penrith, and I think, have we hit the $500,000 mark yet?
I think we're very close.
We're very close. So, that's extraordinary work that's going on. And I think, being able to bring community together in events like that is really important. And what they've been able to do over the last 8 years has been fantastic. So, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank
you. Can I get someone to move the report? Councillor McLean. Councillor Day. All in favour? Against? Declare that carried. I will declare the policy and review meeting closed.